Rage in the cage on the MMA Madhouse Network. Rage in the cage on the MMA Madhouse Network. Rage in the cage. Better keep your hands up. Take down full mount without giving heads up. Secure your limbs or you're gonna hear a snap. This ground and pound will lay you down for a nap. I sink it in and my advice is you should tap. I wouldn't be scared because I'm comfortable on my back. And if we're talking about jujitsu, I promise my rubber guard will get you. Get you with my overhand, you won't know what hit you. I promise that the fans aren't gonna miss you. Rage in the cage on the MMA Madhouse Network. Rage in the cage on the MMA Madhouse Network. Rage in the cage on the MMA Madhouse Network. Rage in the cage on the MMA Madhouse Network. Rage in the cage on the MMA Madhouse Network.
Hey there, time for some Rage in the Cage radio here on the MMA Madhouse Network. I'm Kimber Schaefer, your host, none other than Skippy Cohen sitting in the co-host seat tonight, filling in for Dee Burchfield. And, you know, let's just start there and ask for prayers for Dee and his family. Many of you may know that his grandfather passed away last week, so if you could take a moment and send him some love on Facebook, I'm sure he'll feel blessed because of that and be thankful to hear from all of you guys, and just let him know that we sure miss him here. Skippy, thank you so much for filling in for us tonight.
Oh, yes, ma'am. You know I love kicking it with you on the show. It's always a good time.
Well, thanks. Well, you are just so good at this. How many radio shows have you hosted now?
I'm in the 700 range.
Goodness gracious. You know, and since we have you on tonight, probably be a good time to put you in the hot seat here. To tell us a little bit about MMA Madhouse and your affiliates like Rear Naked Smoke and, what you offer fighters.
Well, you know, our thing is covering local MMA, you know, helping regional, local, amateur fighters in any combat sport or grappling sport get exposure. You know, get their events out, their videos out. MMAMadhouse.com is full of press releases, results, interviews, the radio shows. And then Rear Naked Smoke is our home for legal MMA and MMA streams. Most of the streams on there are free, and all the videos, I think we have like 40,000 in archive of events, individual fights, be it MMA, kickboxing, judo, grappling, everything. So, you know, our thing is about supporting the fighters, the local MMA scene, wherever you are, whether you're, you know, in Oklahoma City or you're in, we just started covering a good portion of Russia. We cover Brazil now. We cover North Africa. We cover most of Europe, most of Canada, and 17 different states right now. Oh,
wow,
and China.
And and then you just started something in the Philippines here recently, did you say?
Yeah, we started working with a group called the Goat Locker Boxing Gym. They hold the underground battle, and what they do is they get young fighters, and not always young, but they get fighters who are trying to fight their way out of poverty and through combat sports. And what we did is we joined with them, and right now there's 32 sponsored kids. Their rent's paid for a year. They have $200 a month in food vouchers, and then we supplied all their training gear. And this way they can practice and focus on developing their skills so that someday they can become pro and possibly make enough money to move them and their family out of the slums, and which is just rampant through all of the Philippines.
Wow. You know, every time I talk to you, I'm so impressed at what you guys are able to do and, you know, how you help the fighters. I mean, just in so many ways as far as getting the exposure, but also the financial side of it and blessing so many of us. And so excited that Rage in the Cage, we benefit from that as well, in that, you know, this is our, I believe it's our 15th show that we've done there on MMA Madhouse. So thank you guys all there at MMA Madhouse for supporting Oklahoma fighters and regionally the fighters around Oklahoma, Texas, Arkansas, Missouri, Kansas here in this area. So we're really grateful for that.
I'm very honored to have, Rage in the Cage, you know, join up with us and do a radio show every week exposing the fighters from Oklahoma. I think it's important. And I'll be honest, I love listening to you. You got a great radio voice. You do great interviews. For me, it's, you know, I'm kind of a kid at Christmas most weeks when I get to hang out and listen to the show.
Well, awesome, and glad you get to actually participate in it this week. So, of course, you participated as a producer because you're calling all the fighters and getting ready. But, anyways, we have a great show ahead. Of course, Lamont Kale Kid Stafford. He's been on a couple of times. On again tonight, talking about his last fight for Rage in the Cage and that impressive knockout. What's ahead for him and his team of fighters that he manages, and. See who else we have on. Nathan Trepanier, Bobby Hoffman, Jermaine Nugent, and pro MMA fighter Hector Ortega. So lots ahead on the show tonight. So definitely going to be exciting. And I just got a message just a little while ago from Inside MMA. I'm going to have to break this news to Lamont. Of course, his last knockout aired on their show this past Friday. So they sent us a link to that video. So definitely going to have to let him know that it did made air last week. So really excited to talk also tonight about Rage in the Cage 33. It's coming up on November 14th. It's going to be at the Bricktown Hotel and Convention Center in Oklahoma City. And we were there just a few months ago. That show was a sold-out show with, we were pretty much at capacity, had to turn some people away. So an exciting night of fights then. And we've got a lot of great fighters on the card. We've got Jeremy Spoon coming up on the card, Hector Ortega we mentioned. Let's see, who else do we have? Taylor Wilson is going to be on the show. Trying to pull up the fight card right now. So definitely an exciting night of fights planned. And guys, be sure and go to the Rage in the Cage Facebook page. And we try to post all of the information on there, and so that you have, your updated fight cards. We put all of our videos on there that the media team does. So definitely just visit our Rage in the Cage Facebook site so you can stay up to date on all the happenings for Rage in the Cage. And, we have a lot of exciting things happening for Rage in the Cage and a lot of announcements coming up soon. So that is going to be the first place where you're going to be able to find that information. So let's just get into the show. We've got five guests to get in tonight. And so our first guest is ready, and it's none other than Bobby Hoffman. How are you, Bobby?
I'm doing pretty good, Miss Kimber. How y'all doing yourselves?
We're good. So glad to have you on the show.
Well, thank you. I'm excited about this.
Well, good. Just love you to pieces, and you know that. And it was heartbreaking the last time you fought for Rage in the Cage, of course. That loss, it was your seventh loss?
Yes,
ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I had a great time, though. It was a blast. It was a great opponent, too, and it came from a really tough team, so I felt really good about it.
Well, good. I mean, you have a great heart, and at the end of the night, you're still smiling, and, you've just got a special talent in that way. And, you told me many times before you haven't really officially been able to train because you lived in an area where there were no MMA gyms nearby. So, of course, most of your MMA training has come from being in the cage. So do you feel that you're ready this time, November 14th?
Yeah, I'm always going to say I feel ready, but personally, I still haven't had no training. I haven't made my chance over to Altus. I'm still going to stick with it's not Wilcox and Family Academy anymore. We changed our names over to Sims Martial Arts Academy. They moved over to 321 West Commerce Street. That's Coach Jason Greer. I can get the number put on Raging Cage's page as soon as possible. But that's where I'm going. That's exactly where I'm going to be. I went there once and had a 10th Planet seminar with Derek Stewart. He came down from Omaha. It was a great time, so that's definitely who I'm going to stick with is right now.
Well, I'm excited for you because, I mean, I've met Jason Greer a couple of times, and I've been able to talk to him, and I've actually talked to him about you specifically. And, I mean, he has a lot to offer you as a fighter. And, I mean, now that you are officially moved, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. I haven't officially moved, but the house is officially sold now. I'm just waiting for all paperwork to go through. It kind of seems weird. I always felt like if I was to go out and buy a house, my money be gone as soon as possible. But selling a house is not like that, I guess, you know. I've sold my house already, and I'm waiting for the money to come in. But as soon as the house come in, I already own the other house. This last storm kind of messed up the roof a little bit. I already got a roofing company on it, changing the roof. Good thing about that is we got a new roof out of it. So as soon as I get over there, everything gets settled down. I'll be over there with Jason. He's got a lot of faith in me. He's waiting on me and everything, and he nudges me constantly. So I'm definitely going to make my way over there. It's just I got to get this full move in and get completely on my feet.
So exciting. Really excited for you and then you know, just what's ahead for you, because, I mean, you can only go up from here. And so just lots of good things ahead for you, and I'm really just looking forward to when you're able to get some more training under your belt. And I mean, you know, what amazes me so much is that, you know, you said you haven't really had a lot of official training in an MMA gym, but you're really good. I mean, you really just need to tweak a few things. And I think that, I mean, and it's minor. It's not like it's major things, really. I mean, I think you just need somebody really work with you on a few things and give you some few techniques, and I think you can really go a long way, and I really think that we're going to see a win out of you soon.
Yes, ma'am. I feel the same thing, too. I truly believe Jason Greer is going to be that man. But I do want to get on the fight case. I'm fighting Jarrett Walden. If I'm 100 correct, I didn't want to look too much into this guy. I really don't care to. I believe he's 0-6, and if that's the fact, I'm 0-7, and that excitement, that anticipation that can come out of this fight is almost as good or better than the main event. I mean, one of us is going to come out a winner. We both tried so hard, we stuck with it. I'm not going to say it's any different than one guy trying, losing, and giving up, because I give respect to everybody that's tried. But Jarrett and I, we've really tried our hardest, and we stuck to it. And I've heard he's had a longer history at this than I am. I know he's 0-6, but, you know, he's had some boxing experience, and he's a tough kid. So I think our records, this is going to make it an exciting fight, because someone's going to be coming out a happy camper.
Wow, so true. Well, I'm looking forward to that even more, just hearing that, because I didn't realize that your records were so similar. So this will be a really, really good fight for you two.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Bobby,
I'm really excited for one of us to come out a winner.
Hey, Bobby, let me ask you something. This is Skippy. You know, I've talked to a lot of amateurs and pros in my life. You know, losses, you know, I believe as an amateur don't mean anything. No, you know, neither do titles ultimately, because when you're a pro, you get to reset. So now's the time for you to learn. What I don't know you, but listening to you, it sounds like you have a ridiculous passion for doing this. You're not able to train the way you would like to train. You have a lot of personal issues that, you know, conflict with your free time. Is it frustrating for you to have this heart and drive but not always be able to get to the gym when you want?
Man, tell you the truth, I'd hate to say that, but honestly, yes, it does, man. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. It bothers me a lot that I can't train as much as I want to or at all, period, tell you the truth, because, I mean, that more than anything in this world, I'd give up anything and everything I have right now to move my family and I anywhere in this world that a gym or anybody is willing to do it. I'd drop everything right now. So, I mean, yeah. It does frustrate me a little bit, but other than that, I mean, I know that I'm going to a good camp. I know that I'm going to a good place. It's in Altus, Oklahoma, so I'm going there. It's a sealed deal. I'm going there, and I can't even look back. I might sit around right now and train my backyard and work out, but ultimately I'm looking forward to a couple of weeks, possibly a month.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. We hear too many amateurs, I do, that don't have that fire and passion sometimes in their voice that you're talking about when, you know, just even this fight, you know, giving your opponent as much respect but understanding that this is as much as a main event as it is an opening bout for you, you know. So I love that, and I hope you go out there and grab that victory. I really do, and I can't wait to see what you're able to do once you get situated up there at the new place.
Oh yeah, yes sir, and I'm coming to him. He definitely knows I'm going to come at him full force, and I'm going to do that 100%. It's just that I would totally love to walk into this fight trained, but you know that's nothing I'm worried about right now. I'm going to go in here and I'm going to fight as hard as I can. I've never walked into a fight, into the cage, and hit the person more than once right off. Right now, this guy's going to get everything I have, and I promise you that, and people's heard that before, and I'm going to swing until someone stops me. And all my losses, that's why I'm not so ashamed of them, and I wouldn't be ashamed of them anyways because that's the type of person I am. I've fought some tough guys, and I'd like to give them credit. Jose Martinez, Kobe Rail, Conrad, that's Austin Powell Conrad,
mm-hmm.
Mike Pons, Javen Barshu. These guys are so talented, and for me not to be trained at all and to compete against these guys, it made me feel really good to even, you know, walk out of that cage with a loss.
Yeah, you've definitely fought some good guys. I knew most of them that you just mentioned. Let's talk a little bit. You know, we've talked about your fighting abilities and your training and that kind of stuff, but let's get to know the person, you know, behind the fighter. So I've gotten to know you. I've been blessed this past year to get to know you. But, you know, what's some things about Bobby Hoffman that people, you know, may not know?
Well, I like, you know me, I'm kind of like that that country boy that kind of likes staying outside. But tell you the truth, before maybe 4 years ago, that wasn't me. I was in Houston, Texas, and I think the most I did was sit on my bed playing games. You know, I was gaining weight. So, you know, in January 2013, Lamont KO Kid Stafford, man, I met that guy. And, He seen me, and I seen him, and it was like, I don't know about him, but I was a real recognized real. I seen this guy, and he told me that he wanted me to see me in the cage, and I asked him, and he put his name on the line. He got me in at 185 against Jose Martinez, and I dropped the weight from 220 to 185, and that was the most work I've ever done in my whole life. And, you know, I got there, and then I've just been working from there on. And that's one thing I wanted to bring up, man. This whole MMA thing, you know, and the life who I am now, that it's a big thing. It's got a lot to do with Lamont. He's taught me a lot of things. He's like, you know, I've made a lot of mistakes, and I don't like to bring it up, but Raging Cage 29, I apologize to a lot of people for what happened. But I'd like to say that, you know, at least I got people like Lamont to tell me that hey, man, you made a mistake and that you need to straighten it up. Not a person to tell me, hey, that was no problem, man, that's no issue. I needed a person to tell me to man up and, you know, quit causing trouble. So, I mean, he's my number one right now. That's the one dude. It's between him, my father, and Jason Greer and the man upstairs. So, I mean, I definitely had to give him that credit in my life right now. So
great group of guys.
I definitely got to get that out there. I mean, he's an amazing guy.
He is, and we're going to have him on the show later on tonight, so I'm going to make sure if he's not listening in right now that he knows what you said about him, because, I mean, he does.
Man, he knows. He's probably ain't even listening. He already knows the way I feel. I know that he's doing major things for Raising the Cage and getting on Inside MMA with Boss Rootin. That was something special for us, and I just want to see him fly. I can't wait to see him just all over.
Well, he's definitely going far, and so and you know, God pays back people that give to others. And I mean, you know, sometimes things look bleak, and sometimes you have times in your life where, you know, things are looking down, but you know, those are the times when you help more people, you bless more people, because when you show that you're thankful for what you have and you're not focusing on what you don't have, God blesses that. And you know, Lamont is one that he gives back to others. I mean, he's got probably about a dozen fighters right now that he trains for free. And then we'll talk a little bit about that later tonight. But, I mean, he definitely gives back, and he's inspired so many. And I know that people have inspired him and given to him in his past. And so he definitely pays it forward. So, well, I just really...
Yes. He definitely looks up to a lot of people, but go ahead and say what you got to say. I got a few people I want to thank right before we finish this conversation.
Sounds great. You know, and I wanted to mention too, you mentioned, I believe January 2013 is when you met up with Lamont for the first time, and you said at that point you weighed 220 pounds, and now you're, you know, basically about 140. So you've lost about 80 pounds since then. And, I mean, the dedication that you've put into losing weight is just amazing. And, you know, you put that same dedication into your fight career. And, I mean, I see you go far. I mean, it is hard to lose weight. I know for sure, because I've had 4 kids in a matter of 6 years and, you know, put on about 60 pounds. And, I mean, I have not been able to get that scale to budge. And so, I mean, you know, I just totally look up to you and the success you've had in that arena, because, I mean, I know for sure how tough that is. So kudos to you for that. And then, like you said, you've got the floor right now before we go to thank anybody or say anything you'd like to say.
Yes, ma'am. And about that weight thing, man, coconut oil, man, I love that stuff. I live by it. That's something I put my name on. But, all right, I got a few people I got to thank. I want to say thank you to Malik Cowie out of Lawton, Oklahoma. He works at Just Flex Barbershop. The owner is Ramon. It's at 1810 Fort Seal Boulevard. Their shop number is 580-248-3437. Call, make appointments, or walk-ins are welcome. They're a great shop. They're awesome. For now on, I'm gonna look pretty fly. I'm gonna try to get fly. I'm gonna try to get this beard pinned out to a little strap. I want to say thanks to this fella out of Lawton I met. His name's Mike. They call him Mike Rock, ROC. He's a U.S. vet. He's been taking 2 tours to Iraq. He's awesome. He already made me a song, like, within, like, maybe 30 minutes after I seen him. And this thing is so good and so perfect. I'll email it to you so you can hear it before the fights. And all I asked him was, certain words and no curse words, and this man is like, man, he's unbelievable. So I had to say thanks to all of them, and big thanks to you, Skippy, Big D Birchfield, my family, Larry, Mike, Matt, and Lamont Kale Kid Stafford, and I'll see y'all at weigh-ins.
Sounds great. See you November 13th for weigh-ins, and thank you for being on the show tonight, and we'll try to have you on again if we're able to before fight night.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready. So I'm going to message you this guy's name. He doesn't go as Jarrett Walden. I want you to try to do a chat interview and get that on Raging the Cage. I want to see what he thinks.
All right. Well, that sounds great. We will do that. I'll get with you after the show.
All right, thanks, Kimber. Later.
All right, thank you. Have a good night.
All right, I will. Bye.
All right, well, great interview with Bobby. I just love that guy. Next interview is Nathan Trepanier. Nathan, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic, Kimber. How about yourself?
Doing good. So glad to have you on the show.
Thanks. Yeah, I appreciate you having me. It means a lot.
Oh, good. You know, I met you, I think it was probably about 6 months ago when you fought for the first time for Rage in the Cage, and I'll never forget that day we met at TJ Tomlin's gym, and we were doing pre-fight interviews, and I think that's the first time I actually met you in person. I think it was that was just your second fight at the time, so you've had a few fights under your belt since then, and really the last time that I saw you, it's been a few months since you fought at your last Rage in the Cage event, and I know when I was interviewing you in the cage in Choctaw, you won that fight, I believe, via TKO, is that right? Pretty quick win.
Yes, ma'am, 18-second TKO.
I was thinking it was really quick, and then I remember you saying to me you were taking some time off because your coaches wanted you to, you know, work on your striking a bit more, and we just kind of I just kind of looked at you like, you just got a TKO in 18 seconds. So tell me how your training has been going since then, and if you feel like your striking has improved. And
well, it's been an adventure. I've been spending the past few months training with the Jackson brothers. They just gotten back from Brazil. They know a lot of Muay Thai and Jiu-Jitsu, and they've been helping me out. And they had some personal issues where they kind of had to step away from training for a little bit, and they had their own fights come up. So now I've been working a lot with Brandon Shelton, who's a Bellator fighter, and actually just took his first fight with the UFC. He's been helping me out a lot. He's the head coach at Norman North, and he knows a lot of local MMA fighters. So he's really well connected with training partners and just, you know, getting me good mat time with real quality opponents to help me progress as a fighter. I'm very well-rounded now since I've been training with him. We don't just work on striking at all because he's a black belt in judo and a brown belt in jiu-jitsu. So he's trying to teach me how to become a high-level technician.
Wow, yeah, I've talked to Brandon some, and I've been able to see him fight. I mean, he is an amazing fighter, so, I mean, you are so blessed to be able to train under him, and as well as the Jackson brothers. I mean, all three of them, just incredibly talented fighters. I mean, I think the Jackson brothers, aren't they both black belts in jiu-jitsu?
Yes, ma'am, they are.
Right, and then, of course, Brandon has, and you said Brandon just took his first UFC fight?
Yeah, he's fighting Henry Cadejo in April, I believe. They're still trying to work out the specifics of it, but his end of the contract signed. And we're actually going to a training camp in California. He's taking me with him in February and March. So that's going to be a pretty cool experience for me as well. And I'm really blessed to have met him. It's been an absolute career-changing move, you know.
You just have, I mean, you know, I don't even want to call it luck, but, I mean, you know, you just draw people to you. I mean, you have so many people that just want to really help you and build you and help you be this incredible fighter. And, I mean, you are so blessed. And I know you know it, and I know you're thankful for it. So I'm just really happy to hear that for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, and these guys are absolutely amazing. I mean, I have, you know, no way to really repay them the knowledge that they're giving me. It's just top-notch, world-class. So I'm really lucky and blessed, like you said, to be in this situation.
So do you train out of Conan's in Norman, or where do you train out of?
No, I just train with Brandon. Like, I go into the wrestling practices, and then I train at Franklin's Boxing Gym.
Okay.
So Brandon does, yeah, it's kind of low-key, actually, and they train more. I don't think they have any other MMA fighters out of there. It's just, like, strictly boxing. But, I mean, it really helps me a lot, like, with footwork and defensive striking. So I enjoy it thoroughly, just, you know, seeing boxing as an art in itself as opposed to just MMA-style striking.
Definitely. So how did you get in touch with the Jackson brothers and Brandon Shelton? How did you get hooked up with them in the first place?
Well, the Jackson brothers had a gym out in, I think it was Ardmore, and they had a situation where they just had to come back to Norman, and they were looking for guys to train with, and I just kind of fell in with them. And they were friends with Brandon previously, so we just linked up with Brandon and, you know, trained a few times every day for the past few months. And, I mean, it's just been a great experience. Some people have come and go Dustin Freeman trained with us a little bit. I know you guys know him.
Yeah.
Rage in the Cage. And a few other jiu-jitsu guys have come through, but mostly it's just been us, man, just working hard, and they've been absolutely wonderful training partners. I mean, you talk about people that are going to push you. Those, you know, training with pro fighters every day, you can never get a break.
Yeah, no kidding. And I've heard a little bit about them. You know, sometimes they visit other gyms and do some cross training. And I know that recently they've been at American Elite working with those guys. And, you know, people that leave at the end of the night, some of the fighters have said, oh my goodness, we have been beat tonight, you know, just totally beat down. So, I mean, those guys don't hold back. So, you know, I mean, they are just really talented fighters. So looking forward to seeing just how different a fighter you are after training with them these past few months. So I'm sure, I mean, you're already a talented fighter, obviously, with an 18-second TKO. We know that for sure. So but just looking forward to seeing where you've come now. So, I mean, I'm excited more than ever about this next fight for Rage in the Cage. So, you know, of course, I've gone to interview you before. You've been, and guys, by the way, we do have a Rage in the Cage YouTube channel, and you can go back and you can look at our previous interviews. So if you hear me talking to one of the fighters here on the radio station and you want to look at more information about them, if I didn't ask some of the questions about their past that you may have some questions, we have the Rage in the Cage YouTube channel, and so you can go back and look at our older interviews that we've done on camera. Also, of course, see you on camera. So here on the radio, you get to hear the voice, but they're on the YouTube channel. You get to see the whole person doing the interview. So, you know, I've interviewed you before. I know a little bit about you, but, of course, we've got listeners all the way to China listening in tonight. So tell us a little bit about you as the person.
Well, right now I have devoted my life to becoming a professional mixed martial artist. I work at a drug rehabilitation center as a weekend manager on the weekends, Saturday and Sunday, at Clay Crossing Foundation out in Maud, Oklahoma. We help addicts get their life back on track. And then I also do security for CSC event staff throughout the week at various games and concerts. And then other than that, I mean, I devote all my free time to training. I do a lot of yoga, stretching, running, lifting, practices with Brandon and the Jackson twins when they're available. And, yeah, I mean, I consider myself a very spiritual person. I do a lot of, you know, meditating and yoga, things like that. Go on a lot of nature walks with my friend Alex Torvey. And, I mean, that's pretty much what I'm about.
Well, you sound like you have your life together, and you're doing so many good things with your life right now. I'm just really impressed. I didn't know this, that you worked at a drug rehab center, and you're helping people get, you know, back on their feet. And so, I mean, just really impressed to know that, and that you, you know, chose that career path.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that. Well, I mean, so many people have helped me out in my life, and I've made a lot of mistakes as well. So, I mean, I know how things are, and I can really relate to people when they're down. So, I mean, you know, that's not when people need to be kicked. That's when they need an extended hand and help, a pat on the back, and what can I get for you? And, I mean, that's my philosophy. So, and I mean, these guys made mistakes, and a lot of them know it, and a lot of them are on their last leg. So, they're doing their best, and we're going to do our best, and, you know, hopefully we can work something out for it. But, I mean, like I said, I've just been helped out a lot in my life, so I'm, you know, trying to pay it forward and help out in any way I can.
Well, so impressive. And, you know, just your fight career so far has been impressive. I think, what do you have one loss so far? What's your record?
No, I'm 2-2 right now. I actually just lost a decision for another organization. I fought a guy named Donald Maddox who had 15 fights.
Yeah.
I had three. I mean, it was a good fight. He messed me up pretty bad in about the first 30 seconds, broke my nose.
Oh, goodness.
But
I recovered. And I have seen him fight.
Yeah, he's an excellent fighter, and I severely underestimated him because he didn't have a winning record. And, I mean, it definitely a lesson learned, and I also learned a lesson about listening to from other people about how a fighter fights, because everything I heard about him was complete BS. So, I mean, two lessons I learned right there. I learned a lot about myself as a fighter. I didn't quit the whole time. We both had each other locked in submissions. I mean, it was definitely one heck of a fight. I can't believe it didn't win fight of the night, but, you know, hats off to him. He made me a better fighter, so I appreciate it, and I'm just glad it happened while I'm an amateur, so I still have time to bounce back.
Yeah, very smart statement that you made there, that, you know, you learn these things when you're an amateur. And, you know, we've seen people go into their amateur fights, you know, when they go into their pro career, you know, they might have 15 fights under their belt as an amateur, but sometimes that's the smartest thing is, you know, you just, once you go pro, you can't go back. So, you know, that's smart that you're fine-tuning your skills right now as an amateur, and you're not letting those losses get you down. You think, you know, this is your time to learn. That's your learning lesson, your learning period, and taking full advantage of that. So very smart, very impressed with that. And before we go, Nathan, I just wanted to ask you, is there any thing that we missed that you want people to know about you, any thank yous or shout-outs you want to put out there tonight?
Yeah, I got to shout out my homeboys, the Parsons Street Pounders from 1010 Parsons Street, keeping it real at Tarzan's house. Thank you guys for having my back. My beautiful girlfriend, Gina, she's been with me through some absolutely amazing times in my life. We just had our anniversary last month. Love you, babe. And Brandon, thanks for, you know, all the opportunities you've given me, man. All my other friends, any fans out there, supporters, family, love you guys. Thanks for having me on, Kimber. Skippy, thanks for everything you do for fighters, man. It's absolutely wonderful. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Well, thank you. And I was gonna ask you real quick before you go, too. So your corner, who are we looking at here? Is it the Jackson brothers and Brandon? Or?
I think it's going to be Brandon and my boxing coach, Greg Graham.
Greg Graham. Okay, well, I'll be excited to meet both of them in person. So good luck to you. Looking forward to seeing you on the 14th. And actually, we'll probably need to be scheduling the pre-fight interviews here next week. So I will look at a date and send that over to you, and hopefully you'll be able to make those pre-fight interviews.
Oh, I wouldn't miss it, Kimber.
Awesome. Well, we'll see you next week then, and you have a good night. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Hey,
good
thanks
luck,
for
Nathan.
Having me. You guys have a good night. Thank you, sir.
All right, guys, next up, pro fighter Hector Ortega, and he is in queue, ready to go. So welcome to the show, Hector.
What's going on, Kimber?
Hey, we're just enjoying a good night of talking to some great Oklahoma fighters, and so glad you're on board to talk about your upcoming fight for Rage in the Cage as well. I found out earlier today that your actual debut fight as an amateur was for Rage in the Cage, so this will be your first time back in our cage, and so we're looking forward to that. Tell us a little bit about your career since that first amateur fight, you know, some of your highs and lows in your career so far.
Well, after my first pro debut, amateur debut, I had lost due to striking, and then I just started bouncing back because I learned from my loss, I learned from like my mistakes, and miraculously, I mean, I was just, you know, after that first fight, I just, you know, started working on the mistakes, and I went from there and bounced all the way to the top and ended my amateur career 11-4 with two titles.
Wow, impressive. That is really good. And you go ahead, Skippy.
I was going to say, and I know that one of those was for Blackout Fighting Championship, and the matchmaker's actually a really close friend of mine, so I know he didn't give you an easy fight in Martin. I know he tried to test both of you. So I know you've, as an amateur, you've definitely proven yourself to be ready to be a pro.
Yeah. And, I mean, with Jose and Josh, my brother, just, you know, helping me, like, getting me ready for my fights, you know, they do an awesome job of getting me prepared. I mean, with cardio and, you know, they put me through a lot of work, you know, make sure, you know, that I show it all in the cage. And from my first amateur fight till now, I mean, I've seen a lot of improvements, and especially with my stand-up. My stand-up didn't really used to be that good until, you know, I started practicing on that more. And just, I mean, I can tell a huge difference in it now.
For sure. And let's talk about your pro career, too. You went pro was it earlier in 2014, like maybe March of this year? So had two fights in that time. Your last fight was for Legacy, and so you've got a win and one loss, of course. So what did you learn from that loss? What did you take away from that?
My striking was coming around, and whenever me and Raider started, you know, throwing punches at each other, like, I noticed that, you know, whenever my hand came down, and I probably noticed that before he did, and he just happened to, you know, catch that, you know, my hand went down, and he just threw it just like a haymaker, and, I mean, it connected a little bit, and for a second there, I thought I was knocked out, but, you know, then I recovered back really fast, and it went to the ground, you know, fought him on the ground for a little bit, and, you know, I'm going to give it up to him. His ground game is just phenomenal. You know, I mean, I was trying to escape, and, you know, he was just, you know, getting right back to me, and I was like, man, I was thinking, can't get him off. But, I mean, and then he ended up, you know, getting me a rear naked choke. But, I mean, yeah, his ground game is just phenomenal. I mean, he's a two-time world champ, so, I mean, I give hats off to him.
Well, you definitely don't take the easy fights. I mean, these wins that you have, I mean, these are from tough competitors, and so you don't back down. And so, you know, I look forward to your next fight and, you know, just what you have to offer in your pro career, because if it goes anything like your amateur career, you know, you're going to be a champion, so... That's for sure. Of course, you're already a champion, but you really have some amazing talent, and can't wait to see it live in person at Rage in the Cage here in a couple of weeks. And one other thing that I wanted to talk about is, you know, your fight is on November 14th. Just 10 days later, you and your wife are expecting your first baby. So how excited are you about that, to hopefully get this one last fight in before you welcome baby?
I'm pretty excited about it, and... we're having a boy. His name will be Adrian. But, because me and my manager, Chris Barnes, we were, like, talking about it, and we were like, well, I mean, it's actually cutting it close. And so, I mean, it was a big talk between us for a while, because we didn't know, like, if we wanted it to happen or, you know, just wanted to wait afterwards. But then we decided to go ahead and, you know, make it happen before, and then... This fight will be my last one for at least 5 to 6 months, because I'm taking off after this fight, and, you know, just rest my body a little bit.
Yeah, definitely, and enjoy that time with the new baby. So such an exciting time for, you know, just bonding with the baby and being able to, you know, just put that time and that relationship first in your life for a little while. So excited that you can do that, you know, in so many careers, you can't really take that time away and just, you know, spend it with your family. So really excited that you're able to do that. So tell us a little bit about your fight camp right now and, you know, how you're getting ready for this fight.
During the week, you know, I go, you know, twice a week down to Oklahoma City, and then on Saturdays I go down to Oklahoma City as well. So I'm driving back and forth to Oklahoma City three times a week. My personal trainer, Daryl Terrell, which I mean, he does a great job of getting me into shape for my fights, and then I come back to Tonkawa on the days I don't train in the city, and we work on, like, on my striking, and then also, you know, we work a lot on my ground. So, I mean, they pretty much, you know, make sure that my technique's there and my, you know, cardio's there. So they do a good job on that.
That's some amazing dedication to drive all the way to Oklahoma City, and I do know Daryl Terrell, and I've been able to see his training and, you know, got footage of him working with Jeremy Spoon when Jeremy Spoon fought for us just a few months ago. So I'm very familiar with him and his gym. They're a four-star fitness.
I mean, he's not an easy person. I can tell you that right now.
He works you, huh?
Yeah, because, I mean, for Legacy, I mean, he got me in probably the best shape I was ever in.
Wow, amazing. So, and tell me a little bit about your gym there in Tonkawa. I'm very familiar with Tonkawa and the Ponca City area. Of course, I spend a lot of time there because we have family in that area. So I'm hoping that when I'm up that way next time, I might be able to stop into the gym and just meet some of the guys there. But tell me a little bit about your gym, what's offered there, and, you know, anybody that lives in that area, what they can expect if they're looking at starting an MMA career.
We're just a small gym, you know. Basically, everything we do, I mean, we're self-taught. So, I mean, it's not one of those, you know, gyms that, you know, they teach certain things. I mean, we just pretty much, you know, teach ourselves and, you know, work what we know. And anytime we go to a fight, I mean, we make noise. And, I mean, anybody that comes to our gym, you know, we don't really go easy on them the first day they show up because, you know, we want them to get a feel for, you know, if they started fighting, you know, your first opponent's not going to go easy. So we don't really go easy on the first, like, when they first show up. And, you know, we let them know how it is. And we also, we used to have a big, like, a big team, but then, you know, people just started dropping. And so now it's just me, Josh, my brother Miguel, Dalton Goddard, and Jose, which Jose, you know, he fights for you guys quite often.
Right. Yeah, he does. We love Jose. Of course, he's now our 155 champ, amateur champ, so we'll get to see him at least another time or two amateur.
He's got another fight coming up here pretty soon. That's also the 155 belt for Super Creek Showdown.
Yeah, we talked to him last week, and he was telling us a little bit about that. I can't remember who he said his opponent was, but, yeah, he told me a little bit about that coming up. So looking forward to hearing the results on that. Looking forward to seeing your fight and, you know, seeing what you have to offer and getting you here at Rage in the Cage. And maybe when you're in town one of those days, we can try to work our pre-fight interviews around that time. So we do our pre-fight interviews usually about a week, and they're, you know, the on-camera video interviews. Not sure if you've been able to see them before. Usually do them before each fight. So, and you can go to our Rage in the Cage YouTube channel and kind of get an idea of what we normally do in those interviews. So, and before we leave tonight and in this particular interview, is there anything, any shout-outs, any thank yous, anything you'd like to say that maybe I didn't touch on?
I just want to thank all my family for all their support, and, you know, also my fiance, you know, putting up with me is not easy. And I want to thank all my sponsors for their support, you know, getting me gear and, you know, stuff to walk out in. I mean, they helped me a lot.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for being on tonight, and you know, just glad you could be here. And, you know, so you can, I hadn't really gotten to meet you. Well, I've got to meet you in person. Your brother fought for us just a few months ago, so
right.
Have been able to meet you, but I haven't been able to see you fight for Rage in the Cage. So I'm really looking forward to that, and I will talk to you again hopefully in about a week.
All right.
Thank you
so
much.
Thanks for having me, Kimber.
You're welcome.
Hey, good luck.
Thanks.
Everybody, you guys can follow him on Twitter. Just Google his name. It's I just had it a second ago. I just did it. It's I believe it's Hector_Ortega1. You guys, make sure you guys follow him.
He sounds like such a nice guy. So definitely, you know, if you're in the Ponca City, Tonkawa area and want to check out a gym, you know, go train with those guys. There's some really talented guys that come out of that gym. And just to find out that they're predominantly self-trained is just so impressive, because these are some tough guys. So definitely look them up. And now it's time to go to Ken Kerbo for some tips on getting through life's ground and pound. Here's Pastor Ken.
Hi, this is Pastor Ken. During the difficult rounds in a fight, you learn things about your opponent. You also gain knowledge of their strengths as well as their weaknesses. During your fights, you learn where you came up short in your training as well as where you excelled. But sometimes when you go into a fight, you're injured or you're afflicted. The psalmist David said, "It is good for me that I was afflicted, that I may learn your statutes." David rejoiced during the difficult rounds of life's fight because that added knowledge of God to his mind. Training in the Lord's grace and provision were more valuable to him than winning every round. Moreover, David's heart and spirit were strengthened as a result. You see, affliction acts as a spiritual and physical weight on the muscle of a fighter. And David's radical pursuit of the Lord developed while he was standing in the center of the cage, going toe to toe with an evil king. The years between his victory over Goliath and his ascension to the championship were physically demanding and emotionally draining. Yet the challenges molded the future champion into a wise leader, a cunning fighter, and a humble servant of God. You must have perseverance, comfort, faith, ability, and many other traits in the cage as well as in life. The messages in life are the same ones we learn in the cage. God is enough. He is sufficient to meet needs when the rounds are long, when the fighters are tough, or the suffering is prolonged. Moreover, our own fight proves that hardship makes fighters stronger and wiser. Don't let setbacks dictate your life. Don't let how your body feels control what comes out of your mouth. Speak positives and not negatives. Be all God wants you to be. Because remember, it is called a fight for a reason. So keep fighting.
Great advice, as always, from Pastor Kerbo. And, you know, we all go through those downs in life. And just, you know, like you said, look at it as a learning experience and know that God's got your back in those times and just keep on fighting. So speaking of fighting, we are going to our next interview, which is Jermaine Nugent. Jermaine, how are you?
I'm fine today. How are you doing?
We're doing good. So glad to have you on. And, man, you are just staying busy. We just had you on the last card, Raging the Cage 32. You fought, believe it was Vinny Tiano, and a tough fight. You won that fight, though, via unanimous decision. So we get you back. You just got about a three to four-week break, and you're back on Raging the Cage 33. So basically just keeping up the same training as before. Or how's your fight camp going for this one?
Yeah, that's basically what we do for all the fights. Lamont Stafford, the head of the gym that we train at, he has a nice little training regimen. And right now with me just being an amateur, he just hammers in all of the basics on us and just makes sure that we know all of those basic things to get it on. Because we are amateurs, but, I mean, I'm not saying it can't get professional looking sometimes, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying, if we just know those basics and can protect ourselves the whole time, then the fights ought to be pretty good. And yeah, that last fight that I just had against Vinny, he was a tough opponent. I couldn't really figure him out enough. I ended up, I guess, dominating the match a little bit more than he did, but it wasn't nothing easy.
Yeah, he's definitely a tough fighter. That was his debut fight, but he's going to go far. I mean, you definitely dominated the fight and you won that one, but it seemed like he wasn't giving it to you, was he?
Yeah, I mean, well, I think that might have been another reason also, because it was his first fight, and, you know, they tell you about that during the headlights look when it's a person's first fight, and I didn't really have to go through that my first fight because I've always been a performer, but I could kind of see it that the lights kind of had his attention more. I mean, it didn't take anything away from his fighting because when the ref said fight, you know what I'm saying, but just before the fight and things, you know what I'm saying, it was a good experience for him. I could tell. That's why I'm glad that the fight did go the way it did and that he gave it his all.
Good. Well, you're just a nice guy, saying a lot of good things about your opponent, too, and I just, you know, the guys that Lamont train, I mean, I see the same thing in all of you. I mean, I don't know what he does. I've not been to one of his training sessions, but you guys all have such respect for other fighters. And it just seems like across the board, you know, all the fighters that that I know that have trained under Lamont, just very genuine guys. And so, I mean, to me, that just is a little bit of a testament to your coach, the guy that, you know, teaches you all of these things as far as fighting. And so tell me a little bit about, you know, what you feel like you've learned from Lamont.
Yeah, Lamont, I actually grew up in the small town of Hobart, Oklahoma with Lamont. And, you know what I'm saying, he's younger than me, but in the fighting, in the MMA world, he's like my elder. And Lamont, he just always makes you remember that it don't matter what you're doing, who you're training with, that opponent that's across that ring from you is just as deadly as you are, or is just as destructive as you are. He can do to you what you're planning to do to him, so you just can't get in there, and you can't just take anybody light. You know what I'm saying? I have 2 losses on my record, and the second loss that I did lose, I feel like that we were training and things, but just when I got in the cage, I kind of just like I had too much confidence for this guy that I was fighting. I just thought I was just gonna go in there and beat him dead, and I didn't. I went in there and I ended up getting tapped out my second fight, and that was another humbler. You know, and just Lamont always reminds me, you know what I'm saying, you guys just got to make sure that you remember that that person across there ain't these dummies that we punching on. They're actually people, and they can do stuff to you. So for me, knowing that, I just always keep my head on and just, I give those guys the same respect. I hope I get the same respect that I give them, because I do give them a lot of respect. But you have to respect somebody in this game that we're in.
Very true. So if I'm not mistaken, right now you've got 4 fights under your belt as an amateur. You are 2-2, and so, of course, you're looking to get your 3rd win on this next fight. So what do you feel like are some of your highlights so far in your amateur career? What have you learned that, you know, really touched your heart and has made you the person you are today?
Well, I think one of my biggest things that I remember, like I remember my first fight, I remember all my fights, but my second fight was against Donald Nightmare Maddox, and we were in Lawton, it was his hometown, and I feel like I was doing pretty good in that fight, and I feel like if we would have went, it would have been the same outcome as this last fight that I had, that I would have won it, but I didn't. I made an amateur mistake, and that's another thing that Lamont talked about, being an amateur and still not just being making amateur mistakes, but Donald kind of grabbed the cage on me, and you know what I'm saying, like, I turned around toward the ref to get the ref's attention, because I didn't know if the ref had seen, and when I did that, Donald was still in fighting mode, and you know what I'm saying, he hit me, and he ended up knocking me out, and the ref always tell you, they tell us before every event, make sure you protect yourself at all times, and don't stop until the ref comes and stops you, you know. And I didn't. I made an amateur mistake. I was looking for the ref. Donald capitalized on it, and I lost that fight. And so I can just say that through that, and not just in the cage, but also in life experiences, you just have to be aware of your surroundings and always be ready for things to be coming at you and be ready to defend them, because the first moment that you put your hands down or you look the opposite way, things are going to come that you aren't even ready for, and you end up losing those fights. And that's what I feel like I learned the best. Now, just the whole fight, I just always keep my head in the game and just ready until I hear that buzzer sound or the ref comes stopping.
Great learning lesson and pointer in life. Like you said, it's not just in the cage, it's life in general. You know, you've just got to kind of be prepared for anything that comes at you. And so definitely a great lesson there. So tell me a little bit about what got you into fighting in the first place.
Well, I was a slow starter in that aspect. My life was kind of like that preacher Kerbo just said, you know, I was taking those things in life and just running with it and not actually knowing where I wanted to go and things. So I got it late. But my friend Lamont, as you know, and then Kunta Ford, I also grew up with Kunta too. Kunta started fighting before me. He was still amateur, and him and Lamont went to an event. Well, after the event they came, I went to visit, and I was watching one of the videos. Now, like I said, I grew up with Kunta, so I remember wrestling with him, and I remember, like, fighting on the streets and things, and I just felt like Kunta didn't show up that fight that I was watching him. So I kind of, like, talked to him, like, guys, that was a poor display of what you should have been doing. Well, Lamont, him being a professional, he got on my butt like, look, you can't just say that somebody didn't get in there and give it their all, because when those lights are in your face and it's a crowd around you and those things are going through your head, everybody just don't perform the way that you think they should perform. You haven't never been in the ring. You can't do it. And so I was just like, well, give me a fight. And so he just blew me off, and then I started saying, you're going to give me a fight? And he was like, well, you're going to have to come train with me. I'm just going to put you in the cage so you can go fight. And so about, I'd say it was maybe June of last year, I just got to start going to the train with those guys, going to the gym with those guys, going to little team events or team tag, and some of the younger guys that we have, and it all just fell into a place. And then in January, I got my first fight, and my first fight was a win. I lost my next two, and then this last one I had, I won. So I'm 2-2. But yeah, that's basically how I got in it, just being a critic to one of the fighters.
You learn the hard way. So tell me a little bit about what you're looking to get out of your fighting now that you've kind of got your career started. Where do you want to go with it?
I want to go as far as I can. Like I said, I started kind of late, but my physical fitness and my mental are still, they're not bad. Like, I still feel like I can go maybe, I know for sure I can go 5 years. I say 10 years because I'll be 45. And, you know, that's when I feel like a man should really be at his prime, at doing what he's doing, whether he's delivering mail or if he's fighting. 45 isn't an old age to me. And I don't know if it's just the way that I feel and the way that I see life through my eyes, but that isn't old to me. And then you see some of those older guys in the UFC are still fighting. So, you know, I just still see myself fighting, maybe, well, not maybe, but I want to go professional and get paid for it a little bit, and then just have good things for my kids to be able to look back at in my later years in life.
Well, exciting. And, you know, you mentioned, I think you're going to try to go about 10 years and you'll be 45. So are you telling me you're 35?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my gosh. I would have never guessed. I would have thought you were in your early 20s, maybe.
Yeah,
you look very young.
Thank you.
You know, and I know probably, I don't know about men, but I know women, somebody tells us we look younger than we are. It's like huge. It's like, oh, I'm going to,
oh, I'm
you know.
So big right now.
Well, even Kunta Kinte, he told me when I interviewed him, you know, he fought on our last card, obviously, on the same card you fought on, and he told me he was older than Lamont, and I thought, oh, my goodness, I had no idea. So,
yeah, Kunta's actually older than I am. If he didn't tell you his age, I'm not going to tell you his age. I'll let him surprise you with that, but he's actually older than I am.
Wow. No, I would have never guessed. And his interview was so interesting because I never even knew that he was a bull rider at one point. So what an interesting career choice. And now, and he told me he got out of that because it was so rough on his body. And I thought, really, you got out of that and you get into fighting instead?
That's right. Yeah, Kunta, that's one tough guy. He's always been tough. And, yeah, he did have a circle with a bull one time and almost hurt himself pretty badly, but he made it out of that. And like you say, he started fighting. I don't know if it was too much of a change, but.
Well, just all kinds of fun stuff coming out of Hobart, Oklahoma. We have two fighters tonight out of Hobart, of course, you and Bobby Hoffman, and Lamont was supposed to be the third one, but my producer, Skippy Cohen, is trying to call him right now, and it went straight to his voicemail. So if he doesn't answer here in the next few seconds before we wrap up this interview, then we'll have to get him on the show next week. So we'll have to just get on to Lamont.
Okay.
And I
talk. He should have been ready for it. He was with one of the fighters that's fighting with us now, Devin Barshi. Today was his birthday, and they went out to celebrate a little bit, and I thought they were going to do the interview right there, but I guess he must be away from his phone or maybe didn't hear it, but you guys keep trying. I'm sure he's ready for it because we talked about it all day.
I know, and he even told me, as he was standing there next to you, you guys were together earlier today whenever we decided to put you on the show as well. And he was like, okay, and I'm going to make sure that Jermaine is available and answers his phone. And what's he doing right now? He's not answering his phone, so he is in trouble.
See, that's what he told me, too. He was like, Jermaine, she's going to call your phone. You better answer it. So I made sure I answered.
So, Skippy, I hear you're back on the line, so I know you got off for just a moment to try to call him. So still no answer. I'm taking it.
No, ma'am.
No, ma'am. All right. Well, goodness gracious, he is in deep trouble now. So
when we got something this time, I'm going to make sure that I get at least a kick or two for him not answering.
Yeah,
that
hey, dude,
I'm
going to
try
hey,
my best anyway. I'm not going to say I'm going to land him. I'm going to try.
Hey, Jermaine, do that. Just, hey, listen, throw him in a rear naked choke and be like, next time you big time Kimber and Skip, remember, I'm right here, and just hold it on real tight.
That's exactly what I'm going to tell him. This is for Kimber and Skip right here.
Yeah, big time in us. Big time in us. Wow.
Yeah.
I would come do it myself, you know, but I wouldn't stand a chance against Lamont.
No, that's right. That's why I said I'm going to try my best. Maybe I can get him while he's taking his shirt off or something.
While he's tying his shoe.
Yeah, that'd be the best to be already in that position.
How funny. All right. Well, darn it, before we go, Jermaine, any shout-outs or anything that I may have missed in this interview that you want people to know about you?
I just want everybody to know that, you know, the older you get in life, sometimes you have things going on and people just want to give up. But don't ever give up if you have things that you can still do. Just try them, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to try something if you have something, especially if you're running out of options in life, because then you wait until it's too late and you end up going down in history without a story. And that's not where I want to be, and I don't think that's where anybody want to be. You know, everybody wants to at least have a little 15 minutes of fame. I hope my 15 minutes stretch into a few years.
30 hours.
Yeah, for real. But, yeah, everybody just keep doing what you're doing, and if you got faith that you can do it and there's nothing stopping you but you, don't let you stop you, because no one else can. The only thing that can stop you from doing what you want to do is yourself.
Wow, that's some words of advice right there. Goodness gracious, so impressed with, you know, what you have to offer as far as, you know, I mean, just great advice for people to live by. So thank you so much, Jermaine, for being on the show tonight, and go get some Lamont Bottom kicked for
us. I will do that. Thank you guys for having me. It was such a wonderful, wonderful experience. This is my first time on the radio, so I had an interview with you. It was in person, but I like this also, so. Thank you guys so much. Thank all the fans for watching us Rage in the Cage. We love you. I don't really have any sponsors. All my sponsors are sponsoring Lamont right now, but I'd like to say thanks to the fans and friends that come out and watch us. I'd like to give a special thanks to Unified Martial Arts Gymnasium. They let us come do all our training in Edmond, Oklahoma. And Kimber, I'd just like to thank you, too. You always make sure that we're on top of our game.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And, you know, guys, like Jermaine mentioned, he has interviewed with me, of course, done some video interviews. And so if you want to go learn more about Jermaine, just hop on to our Rage in the Cage YouTube channel or our Rage in the Cage Facebook site. You can find links to those interviews. And so also, Jermaine, how can people find you? You on Facebook and Twitter? What social media accounts do you have?
I have a Facebook account. It's under Jermaine Nugent. At Facebook, my Twitter name is kind of different. It's Treasures, and if you just look up Treasures, then I'll pop up right there, because I also had my foot in a music career before, and I still do that a little bit. And so my Twitter name is under my music name, and it's just Treasures, and you guys can look me up. I'll change that one day so you guys can just look me up under the name Nugent, because it's easier. But Facebook is the best way to get in touch with me right now. My Twitter account is open. I don't really look at it a lot because you guys have Facebook jumping.
Okay, now you just said something I didn't even know. I didn't know that you had a music career. So what kind of music did you do? I'm curious now.
Oh, yeah, I do hip-hop and R&B. I used to sing a lot when I was younger. Then the older I got and I started liking poetry, I had a pretty nice way with words and could speak pretty good, write pretty good. So I just ended up writing and rhyming, and then that's it. That's what you need to do to make music, and that's what I started doing. I've made a couple of albums, a couple of what they call mixtapes, which you really don't get paid for, but I have a catalog of songs that's already been published with BMI, and I make a little money off of that every month, $37 here, $73 there. You know, it ain't a big music career, but it's still a little something that puts a little bit of money in my pocket into the right
place. Yeah. No kidding. Well, who would have thought? Had no idea. So just learn something at the very end of the interview. Learn something new that I'm going to have to talk to you about next time. And maybe next time that you're on, you can give us a little bit of a, sample of your music.
Yeah, I can do that. All we got to do is arrange it. I wish I could put it on for you right now, but I'm in a secluded place because I didn't want all the kids running around and talking and screaming.
I understand that. I have 4 kids of my own, and I make sure they are tucked in bed before I try to do this, or it would not be pretty. So,
that's right.
Well, thank you so much, Jermaine, for being on the show tonight. And like I said, we're going to have you back on now that I learned that you can do some hip-hop and R&B for us. So looking forward to that. Looking forward to your fight coming up in just a couple of weeks. Thank you so much, Jermaine. You have a good night.
Thank you. You guys, too.
Hey, good luck.
All right. Yeah. Thank you so much, Skippy, as well, for co-hosting with me tonight. And you've got the tough job. You're co-hosting, and then you're also getting the interviews lined up as I go and keeping me informed on the time. And so appreciate you kind of wearing many hats this evening as we do this radio show.
Hey, I always enjoy hanging out with you. Like I said, I'm really, becoming a big fan and getting to know all these Oklahoma fighters that region, Texas, Arkansas, all these guys that you're bringing in, guys like Jermaine, guys like Bobby. I mean, obviously, we've gotten to talk to, you said Lamont a few times. I'm enjoying it. I really appreciate that you asked me to help you out. It's a good time always. You do a great show, and tonight you've just been on the ball killing it. You're great.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. So when are we going to see you in person? That's what I want to know.
When are you
going to make a rage event?
I was talking to my wife. I was like, we should plan that family trip to Lawton, Oklahoma that they do every year around one of the events. That way I can come to it.
Definitely you need to do that. So, a lot of people don't realize that your wife is from Lawton. She's an OU fan. You are from the dreaded state of Texas and a Texas fan. Of course, you live in Oregon now, so that's a little bit of good news in there. So, yeah, I always thought that was really funny. People were asking me when I first started doing this show. Of course, you were co-hosting with me the first week, and they said, "How'd you like your first week?" And I was like, "It was awesome, all except the fact that my co-host is a Texas fan."
My wife thinks this is just sweet justice for a Longhorn to host, two guys and gals from the great state of Oklahoma in her mind, and I have to deal with it. She's like, "This is what you get for being a Longhorn fan. This is your punishment." I was like, "Oh, great."
Yeah, and I made my very first, I've been down to the OU Texas weekend and the games before, but this is the first time I've actually been in the stadium and got to see it firsthand. And, I mean, I was right there. I mean, I could literally reach out and just about touch Bob Stoops and the fighters there on the OU sideline. I mean, our tickets were amazing, basically, like I said, just right there. And so it was an amazing time that I had there, and unfortunately, we didn't come home with the victory there, but but it was still a good experience.
Just a great weekend.
Oh, it was so much fun. And it's so funny because, of course, the Ebola stuff going around, people are like, "No, you can't go to the game." And I was like, "Let me tell you, I got my first opportunity to get into that stadium and watch OU Texas, and I'm telling you, I don't care. Ebola is not keeping me away." So
I love it. That's what I'm talking about.
So, Well, thank you so much, Skippy, for being here tonight, like I said, and looking forward to having you in Oklahoma sometime, and looking forward to having all you fans come to Rage in the Cage 33 and support your local MMA. I mean, we are just so excited to have new faces, and I try to get around the audience and meet as many people as I can at each event. Of course, I promise you, it takes me about two or three times to meet everybody before that name sticks, but I eventually get it, so... looking forward to Rage in the Cage 33 and an incredible fight card coming together. Check out Rage in the Cage OKC on Facebook and on Twitter. We've got kind of a preliminary fight card up there right now, and so you can just take a look at that. Some great fights. We've talked to four of the fighters on the card this evening in the show, so thank you to all those fighters that were able to be on. Nathan Trepanier, Bobby Hoffman, Hector Ortega, Jermaine Nugent, you guys, incredible interviews, and we really appreciate you guys taking time out of your night to be on the show tonight. So other than that, guys, you can get your tickets on ticketstorm.com. Don't forget, it is November 14th at the Bricktown Hotel and Convention Center. And on that note, we're going to sign off and say goodnight. Thanks for joining us.
God, I ask tonight that fighters will not get discouraged when they are injured or afflicted. I pray that they will receive your strength and your mercy during the tough times as well as the good times. Help each of them to seek you for help in life, because you, O Lord, are the one who speaks life into each one of us. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Rage in the Cage on the MMA Madhouse Network. Rage in the Cage on the MMA Madhouse Network. Rage in the Cage. Better keep your hands up. Take down full mount without giving heads up. Secure your limbs or you're gonna hear a snap. This ground and pound will lay you down for a nap. I sink it in and my advice is you should tap. I wouldn't be scared because I'm comfortable on my back. And if we're talking about jujitsu, I promise my rubber guard will get you. Get you with my overhand, you won't know what hit you. I promise that the fans aren't gonna miss you. Rage in the Cage on the MMA Madhouse Network. Rage in the Cage on the MMA Madhouse Network. Rage in the Cage on the MMA Madhouse Network. Rage in the Cage on the MMA Madhouse Network. Rage in the Cage on the MMA Madhouse Network.